The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up onto a mountain to pray. While Jesus was praying, his face changed in appearance, and the clothes he wore became dazzlingly white. Suddenly, two people were there talking with Jesus, Moses and Elijah. They appeared in glory and spoke of the prophecy that Jesus was about to fulfill in Jerusalem. Peter and the others had already fallen into a deep sleep, but awakening, they saw Jesus' glory and the two people who were standing near the Anointed One. When the two were leaving, Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, how good it is for us to be here. Let us set up three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Peter did not really know what he was saying. While Peter was speaking, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and the disciples grew fearful as the others entered it. Then from the cloud came a voice which said, "This one is my own, my chosen one. Listen to him." When the voice finished speaking, they saw no one but Jesus standing there. The disciples kept quiet, telling nothing of what they had seen at that time to anyone. The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, first, a quick word to our kids, Ben and James and Tori. You know how when you guys came in the door today, there was a whole bunch of people entering at the same time as you. And I was kind of in my work busy mode. And I see James and Tori Ann first and Melissa, and they just gave me a big smile and a warm heart. And all of a sudden, it just melted me and made me so glad to be here. And I felt like how good it is for us to be here. Just like Jesus said, just like Peter said to Jesus, how good it is for us to be here. And then I saw Ben when I was up here, and I said, I didn't get a chance to hug Ben. But him being here makes me happy too. And it makes me feel like it's good to be here. And then I see so many of you here today. And I got a chance to greet most of you, but not all of you. But it just warms my heart to be here in a way. It kind of reminds me of on the road to Emmaus when they didn't at first recognize Jesus. And the disciples said, "Were not our hearts burning within us?" So today I want to talk about why it's good for us to be here. Certain unnamed someone from our community called me this morning and told me that they wouldn't be at Mass today because they were just too sad to come and be around people. We spoke for a few minutes, and we were present to each other on the phone. And then, when the call ended, the person ended by saying, "I'll see you tonight at 5. I want to thank that person. Frankly, when they called, I was sad too, at the end of a very hard week for me. Their call turned my focus from my own sadness to helping her through hers. Now that person's presence, along with that of each one of you, is Christ to me. As I pray, our love is the healing balm of Christ to that person who did, by the way, make it to Mass tonight. Yes, it is good for each of us to be here together. In today's gospel, Jesus goes up to the mountain to pray. But unlike at the beginning and early days of his ministry, this time Jesus did not prefer to go off by himself to pray. His ministry was nearing its end. Jesus knew that he would soon need to head to Jerusalem, which he knew would be very dangerous and perhaps even deadly. Jesus needed strength. He needed companionship. This time, going off to pray, he chose Peter, the one who he had named the Rock, and John, referred to as his beloved disciple, and James to come to the mountain with him to pray. Interesting choices, Peter and John, the Rock and the Softy, and James, who we see from the epistles, is the steady one, the worker bee, committed to loving action and getting things done. These days, don't we, as followers of Jesus in a troubled world, need that combination of companions to accompany us on the journey, to be with us in prayer? We need those who have the strength and passion of Peter, the love and the tenderness of John, and the practicality of James to be by our side during these troubled times, too. If Jesus didn't choose to go it alone, maybe we shouldn't either. Maybe, just maybe, we need each other. And as Peter said to Jesus, we too can say, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Reaching out for our community and companionship, especially when we are sad or frightened or scared or angry at the way things are in the world and in our lives, is what Christian community and the followers of Jesus are all about. At our best, we know our limitations. We are humble enough to acknowledge our need. And we find solace and strength from one another, reminding each other we are not alone in our journey. Just as Peter, John, and James had different gifts to offer Jesus and each other on that journey, so do we. When times are tough, gifts are called to rise to the top, our gifts, the unique gifts we alone bring to the journey, make the journey ever more doable, ever more pleasant, ever more robust. We are all we've got, and we need each other. It is good for us to be here. It is good for our community that each one of you is here. Each of you brings unique gifts to the table. Each of you matters on our journey, just like Peter, James, and John mattered to Jesus. He needed them there. We each need each other here. We hold each other up on the way up the mountain and share the deep joy of companionship along the way and on the way down. When we do, we are together, each one important, each one both needy and gifted. God makes God's presence known in the most dazzling way, in each one of us. As Jesus became transfigured, each one of us becomes the transfigured Christ, dazzling with the reflective light of the brilliance of God to one another and to our world. Yes, it is good for us to be here. During your time of prayer on this Lenten journey, I invite you to ask God what unique abilities, passions, and gifts you may be called to bring to enhance the life of our small church community that depends on one another. Also, ask, what needs do you bring to be soothed and addressed and prayed for and pulled through during these rough times? Don't choose to go up to the mountain alone. It is good for us to be here together. It is good for us and for one another to be transformed and transfigured together and with our brother Jesus. God spoke when the cloud descended on the mountain that day. This is my own, my chosen one. Listen to him. Let us open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to the dazzling presence of Jesus in our midst here today. Together, may we listen to him, listen well, hear clearly, and respond to God's call in our lives, that like Peter, we may cry out, "Lord, it is good for us to be here."